Now the top of page 15, Ephesians 4:22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Now the margin. Note now some of the warnings to believers. Don't fail to put off your old conduct. That is, put off your old conduct, not conversation. Your old conduct, so as not to be giving place to the devil. Not to giving place to the devil. All right, don't give him any opportunity. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the margin, put on the full armor toward your being able to stand to the better methods of the devil. The methods of the devil. All right, verse 16 in the same passage. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of the trust to extinguish all the arrows of the evil one. Okay? There you have him called the evil one again. And you'll be able to extinguish all of these arrows that come at you. 1 Timothy 3:6. Notice there's everything from outside again. 1 Timothy 3:6. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Now this is a special person, leadership in the church. Come to the margin. While these are requirements for special persons, they are warnings all could heed. There's nothing wrong with you heeding this warning. And verse 6 there, having been puffed up, he might not fall into, with reference to, sentence of the devil. So you see, it's easy for a believer to get puffed up. I run into this a good deal, where novices in the Word begin to think that they're really scholars and really teachers. And it's true on television. We have a great number of people telling how great teachers they are, when really their knowledge of the Word is next to nil. Look at verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into the reproach and the snare of the devil. As verse 7, go over to the margin, with reference to reproach and snare of the devil. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Now look at verse 11 to the side. Not devils. That's the word devils in plural, and they change it to slanderers. Now, that's all right. I don't want to complain too much. That's all right. But the idea is, why change it? We use these words in this abstract sense, and this is one of them. Not devils. In other words, they say, she's a devil. Well, you use that. That's not unusual. And so these women, not wives, these women must be not devils. They faithful in all things. That's important. 1 Corinthians 7:5, defraud ye not one the other, except to be with consent for a time. This is for husband and wife. If you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. That's for married people. Come to the margin. You be not deprying one another in order that these Satan might not try you, plural, because of your no self-control. In other words, lead one of the members to adultery or to relationships outside of the marriage bond, and this is real disaster. But notice that Satan's always working on you from the outside. He's not possessing you like a demon. Now, the demons possess people, and we've seen that in an earlier apologetic where we saw in the healings, we saw how demons threw the people and that kind of thing. We had that back in Miracles. 2 Corinthians 2:10, to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake, forgave I it in the person of Christ, that Satan should get an advantage of it. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Look at that 11 off to the side. in order that we might not be taken advantage of. So you forgive people because you're going to get taken advantage of you if you don't, by the Satan. So we are not being ignorant of his thought, not devices, thought, okay, of his thought. You got to know what's going on. Okay? But again, you don't have him indwelling. 2 Timothy 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, not fighting, I put in the margin, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Now this is the thing that the leadership should be apt to teach, and the majority are disqualified right there. Verse 25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Verse 26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Verse 26, these are consistent translations, those underlined on the right-hand side, in case some of you are forgetting. From my consistent translation, where the words are kept alight and not changed all the time. I can't stop and comment on what's wrong with the King James every verse. They're just not consistent, as you can tell from looking in any concordance. They're just rather sad all the way along. And they might get sober again out of the snare of the devil, having been and still caught alive, still caught alive by him with reference to the will of that one. Okay? Get them in their will through their heart, not through their mind. All right, now let's go to the top of 16. This know also, 2 Timothy 3, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Well, here we are. We're able to live right in this and see what the problem is. Verse 3, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Now that false accusers is devils, see? Truth breakers, devils. And you do this. You keep saying when something happens and there's a riot or something and say, they're devils. They're devils. Well, that's the abstract sense. They're not a literal devil, but they act with evil intent. Titus 2:3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not devils. Not given to much wine, teachers of good things. You see? Now, in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Now, the following passages are not in any particular order, but are needed to complete the picking up of all of these Satan passages. And these Satan impeded us. And yet Paul does not rebuke or bind Satan. Now that is important for you to note. We're going to hit on this again shortly. That even though Satan hindered Paul, he did not rebuke Satan, he did not bind Satan, he didn't command Satan or anything you can think of. 1 Timothy 5:14. I will therefore that the younger women marry, their children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Were diverted behind the Satan. That is, these younger women he's talking about in this particular case. They already went that way. It would certainly seem that believers can not only be impeded, but they can be diverted. They can be diverted. They can be impeded and they can be diverted. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Now this book is to Hebrews, not Gentiles at all. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That is through the death, that is the death of Jesus, he might render inactive the one having the might of the death, this is the devil. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All right, look at your margin. Because Jesus died, the believer is no longer subject to death. He might loose the works of the devil. Not destroy. He might loose the works of the devil. And come back to verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So here you have the children of the devil again, like put in there at that place there. Now, coming to Revelation 2:9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. All right, now come over to your margin again. To the Smyrna assembly, called the synagogue of the Satan. Note the power of the Satan to cast into prison. No one rebukes the devil. That's the thing I want you to get. That's the purpose, basically, of the whole apologetic. I know thy works, verse 13, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And I holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Look at the margin. To the Pergamos assembly, wherein which is the throne of the Satan. Now see the head of the serpent there. Wherein which the Satan is residing. So the sixth world power is Rome. And remember Satan's offer of authority to Jesus back on page 5, which Satan then had. So, as I told you, we're not doing much on the theology. I just want you to notice that in spite of all of the things Satan can do and does do, he isn't being rebuked by a single person. Revelation 2:24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depth of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. Margin, to the Thyatira assembly, the deep things of the Satan. I have a Revelation commentary, volume 1 on that, if you'd like it. Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee, the synagogue of the Satan. The reason I'm putting these on the side is for you to be able to pick up at a moment, see, all the use of Satan, all the use of devil are in here. And I'm picking these up so that you can go back and take your markers and mark the Satan. See, that's important. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. In the margin, because the devil descended to you. Same thing. Luke 10:18. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Now, I will have to take a little side dish here for a minute. I was observing the Satan as a beam of light having fallen out of the heavens. Now, here you have Satan again. The theology cannot be covered here. But note the 70 were given authority over all the power of the enemy, but not over the enemy. Now, that's the important part. They were not given authority over Satan, because Satan already had the authority of the Roman power. And he offered that to Jesus. So they weren't giving the authority over his power, or rather over his enemy. I'm sorry. They weren't given authority over the enemy, but over the power of the enemy that he was exerting against them in particular. And he gives it in, again, in symbolic figurative sense, to tread on serpents and scorpions. These who were opposed to the truth, he called them, you remember, he called them way back in the days of Jesus. He Well, this is still in the days of Jesus. It's Luke. But he called them, ye serpents, ye vipers, remember? So he gave them power to tread on those, that is, power to not step on them, but to overrule them by the word of God. And that's what he did. Jesus always used the word. And he used the word to put to flight all these enemies that Satan was raising up. And so he gave the 70s power against these also, but not against Satan himself. And that's the one thing I want to keep in mind. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. All right, and we'll go to that in a minute. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. To the mark. The one lawless, meaning not that wicked, the one lawless, that isn't wicked at all, it's lawless, and Antichrist. Now verse 9, of whom the presence is according to an operation of this Satan in all power and signs and wonders of the lie. Now if you see the course on fallen angels, it'll take up a lot here, but that's a whole course by itself, just dealing with this area where Satan cohabits with a woman, I believe, exactly in the pattern of the fallen angels, and produces the Antichrist as a hybrid Nephilim in these days. Now, that's in the course of fallen angels. You'll have to go take that course. I can't do it here. Revelation 21. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So you've had that verse at the very beginning, remember? And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Now you see, if God wanted to get rid of him, why, all he had to do was cast him into the lake of fire then. But he still doesn't want to get rid of him. Now don't ask me why God allows Satan to do what he does, but he not only allows him, but he gives him this authority, because all authority has to in turn come from God. Satan, come to the margin, Satan will be bound by an angel from heaven and cast into the abyss, but not until God gives the order, and certainly not by you saying, Satan, I bind you, and so forth. Maybe just egotism, but it may get you in a lot of trouble. Verse 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. And 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Satan will be imprisoned in the abyss, the bottomless pit, and finally cast into the lake of fire. Neither of these are hell, nor has Satan any connection with hell. Now that's important that you see that, because we're getting so much corrupt theology preached as the word of God. The Lord showed me, and the Lord took me down to hell and showed me this and that. These are liars. These are false prophets and false teachers. False teachers, I guess, primarily in the church age. Now on the top of 18, we're going to begin to go into a summary, and I need this time. There are three uses of serpent, which you may wish to look up, and I've given you them there. There are five uses of the evil one. In 1 John, noted here, and 1 John 2:3-14, to fathers and to youth, you had victory and still have victory over the evil one. And in 1 John 3:12, Cain was out of the evil one. 1 John 5:18, there's a Greek text problem. I prefer, quote, the one having been begotten out of the God, that is Jesus, is keeping him, and the evil one is not handling him, that is the one saved. 1 John 5:19, we are knowing absolutely that we are out of the God, and the total world is lying in the evil one. Now, I put those there so you could pick that up as well. Those are aliases. I can't do all of them. All right, now, I've got a note there at the end. One use only of Satan. All of these others are Satanas, And Satan, Satan, in 2 Corinthians 12:7, is too complex for inclusion here. And it has to do with Paul's system. And he calls him an angel of Satan to buffet me. But there's a lot of theological discussion and problems upon that that I can't begin to enter into. But that is the only use of Satan in the entire New Testament. The only use. The others are a different word, a different spelling, different ending. And therefore, this is a controversial passage, and I'll leave it at that. Now, let's go to the sort of summary. The total world is lying in the evil one, page 18. And the Satan was then leading astray the total inhabited earth, page 2. That is, the Roman Empire, over which he had authority at that time, page 5. Jesus, in 6 trials, defended himself by quoting the word, but never rebuked Satan. 3. Satan walks up and down in the earth and only does what God permits, and he's not omnipresent. And that's why he can't afford to indwell you and stay put. 4. Neither Jehovah the Son nor Michael the Archangel dared rebuke Satan, but left rebuking to the Father. Pages 6 and 7. 5. Satan on 2 occasions entered Judas by permission. Jesus did not rebuke Satan. Satan put the ideas in Judas's heart, not mind. 6. Devil and Satan are used abstractly as we do. And I showed you there, and they're all listed. That's abstractly, with no articles. Just he's the devil. 7. Peter, the apostles, and all Israel are to be sifted by Satan at God's command, even Jesus, on pages 10 and 11. 8. Neither Satan nor a demon indwelt the daughter of Abraham. Jesus released, nor did Jesus rebuke Satan. You see that? Boy, keep those things in mind. 9. Satan filled Ananias' heart, not mind. 10. Jesus cured those in Israel exploited by the devil. 11. Satan works on the heart, not mind. Page 12. 2 categories in Israel. Tares, those who believe Satan. The wheat, those who believe God. And it's up to who you're going to believe. 13. Satan has angels, and no mention of demons whatsoever. Now hold it just a minute. Let me backtrack to 12. I want to digress a minute if I can. That those who believe God, now how much do you mean you believe God? Well, for instance, we have today a great number of false teachers, by far the majority, in the churches, as pastors, leaders, whatever you want to call them. And the great majority do not believe the books of Moses. They deny the first 10 chapters and so forth. And Jesus said, had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for Moses wrote of me. And they don't believe it. So they don't believe God. I wanted to get that across to you. They're saying they believe God. They're saying they believe the Bible is the Word of God, but they believe neither. They do not believe the Bible. They do not believe it's the Word of God. They do not believe God. They're tares, and they're all mixed in, if you want to apply tares and wheat to the New Testament church. All right, now let's go to the top of page 19. 14. Paul, rather than casting out Satan, delivered to Satan an advice so also for a third. Amazing. Directly the opposite of anything we're talking about. 15. Various warnings, withstand the devil, give no place to the devil. And 16. Satan can impede, as he did Paul. He can divert, as he did some women. He cast into prison. See, he can do all those things. He has tremendous power. I'm not minimizing Satan's power at all. He works under direct command of Almighty God, as you saw in Job, as he goes in and out in the presence of God. Now, number 17, Satan in prophecy. That's on pages 16 and 17. But the God of thee peace will shatter thee, Satan, under your feet with speed. Now that's something God's going to do sometime. Future. 18. Not one word against Satan, casting him out, binding him, or taking authority over him. You haven't seen anything like that. 19. Nothing directly connecting Satan with demons or hell. Now this is very important because of the fact that they're casting out demons because demons indwell. Satan does not indwell, and Satan can't be cast out. He's not in there to cast out. Where does this idea come from? Also, we hear when anything evil occurs, it's out of hell, or it's out of the pit. This all comes from paganism, where Hades, hell, or Pluto, is the ruler of the underworld. Note the following ancient drawing. Now, here's from the history of Greece, and it's called the arrival of Hades and Chora in the infernal region. And those two in the chariot are Hades, Pluto, that's his other name, or the devil would be to you. So it comes from paganism. But see, the devil has no connection with hell at all. And it got it through this pagan mythology. That's where the idea comes from. It certainly doesn't come from Scripture. Now, item 20. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Now, this one passage remains. Satan has ministers. The 70 were given authority over all the power of the enemy. Now notice where the arrows are. Not transform, but transfiguring themselves. It's transfiguring himself, transfiguring themselves. All of those are transfiguring. They're changed outside, but not inside. Satan is a powerful being subject directly to Jehovah. For you to try to cast out, to rebuke, or to bind may get you into trouble. And don't let your egotism put you in very great danger. Now I need a minute or two to take you back to the cover, as I promised I would. There you see this very scripture that we just read. And he's leading astray the total inhabited earth. And will you notice these various televisions I've taken from the Apologetics 12 on love. And what these leaders are putting out, and these are not any particular leaders, these are just heads I've cut out of magazines, it doesn't make any difference. And so when they say, I love you, why, that's ridiculous. They don't know you, they can't love you, and they make these other statements. They say that America must turn back to God, as though America was a great Christian country. They are false teachers. So it says there in the center, this very verse, Satan is transfiguring himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is not a great thing if his ministers are also transfiguring themselves as ministers of righteousness. In other words, they're the clergy of today. They're the ministers. They're transfiguring themselves into ministers of righteousness. And they're deluding the people. Just look at those statements on the television sets there and on the face sheet. None of those are true. They're all false statements. And so the church, organized church, not the body of believers, is responsible for the chaos in the world today. They're coming up with all of these ideas that influence the civil thinking, and they're the opinions of men, which is the way Satan thinks. They're not the opinions of God. And so these false teachers, these ministers of Satan, are propagating this doctrine over the entire earth.